You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which has throughout the year been a good friend to you. And on this last day of the year will also be the good friend that it has always been and give you a few stocks to choose from. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Stock Picks of the Day and this is Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Dinesh Rohira of Finance.com, that is numerical5nance.com, and this is the list of stocks that could give up to 4% return in the next 1 month. Let's run through that list of stocks very quickly. Wellspun Corp Limited has a sell call, LTP of 139 rupees, target 133 rupees, stop loss 148 rupees for downside of 4%. DLF Limited has a sell call, LTP of 177 rupees, target of 170 rupees, that is 170, stop loss of 186 rupees for downside of 4%. We'll return to those two stocks and why they have that call from Dinesh Rohira in just a little while, but let's find out first what Dinesh has to say about the recent trends on the Lal Street. The Indian equity market ended the December F&O series on a flat note with a negative bias, down by about 0.7% on expiry-to-expiry basis, coupled with a weak performance on a week-to-week basis. On an intraday basis, it made a strong rebound for the two consecutive sessions after taking cues from global sell-off, which dragged the index below crucial levels. But it managed to recoup from downward swing to limit the decline post 1,000 points rally in the US market that cheered the domestic market. During a week under review, the Nifty index sustained above its 200 days EMA placed at 10,740 odd levels, despite slipping below its crucial support placed at 10,550 levels on an intraday basis to make a weekly low of 10,534, but managed to rebound from this lower level. The index made a weekly high at 10,963, which now forms an important resistance for the index on a short-term basis. On the weekly price chart, the Nifty index formed a bearish long-legged doji kind of candlestick pattern, suggesting indecision among traders on direction, while it made a small bearish pattern on its daily price chart. The momentum indicator slightly signaled negative divergence with its weekly RSI at 50 levels, while MACD continued to trade below its signal line. With index managing to sustain above important level of 10,740 on a closing basis, higher resistance is currently placed at 10,963 levels, while support is seen at 10,550 odd levels. The global events, especially the US government shutdown coupled with ongoing trade truce, is likely to trigger a setback for the global market. But with major events all behind, the market is now expected to take cues from Q3 FY19 earnings, which is due from next month, and it is expected to witness stock-specific momentum. Given a stable crude oil price coupled with strengthening rupee, Dinesh Rohira remains positive on market on a short-term basis, but continues to remain cautious with selective trade opportunities only. As indicated in the current week, the maintenance from Dinesh Rohira and Finance.com is to maintain a range-bound trading level at 10,963 levels on the upside and 10,550 on the downside. Let's return to that list of stocks that Dinesh Rohira gave us, a list of two specifically. We start things off with Wellspun Corp with a sell call. Wellspun Corp continued to trade in negative trajectory during the entire week to slip below its crucial level of 200 days moving average placed at 140 odd levels and thus witnessed a sustained sell-off throughout the week. Although it made a decent rally after forming a low of 125 odd levels toward a high of 186 levels on its six-month price chart, it failed to continue with momentum to breach below crucial support at 115 levels. Despite its attempt to reverse the trend in a couple of sessions, the script once again witnessed a sell-off in the last four sessions, which signaled a bearish sentiment. It formed a solid bearish candlestick pattern on the weekly price chart, coupled with a small bearish pattern on its daily chart. Furthermore, a weekly RSI stood at 48 odd levels, indicating negative divergence, and MACD is likely to witness a bearish crossover in the coming session to trade below its signal line. Therefore, Dinesh and Finance.com have a sell recommendation for Wellspun Corp, which is currently trading at 139 rupees 5 paise. Then we have DLF, also with a sell call. DLF traded substantially under negative trajectory for five consecutive sessions after making a marginal rally in mid-December, but failed to sustain the momentum to slip below its 200 days moving average, placed at 187 rupee levels in expiry session. On its six-month price chart, the script is consolidated from a price band of 220 odd levels towards the lower support levels of 150, from where it made a strong rebound towards a high of 190 odd levels. However, failing to sustain a momentum, the script formed a bearish candlestick pattern with small lower tail on its weekly price chart, coupled with the formation of a solid bearish pattern on the daily chart. The momentum indicator continued to outline a weak trend with its weekly RSI at 46 levels, which signals downward divergence in price coupled with MACD trading below its signal line on the weekly chart. Therefore, Dinesh Rohira and Finance.com have a sell recommendation for DLF Limited, which is currently trading at 175 rupees 65 paise. Those names one last time. Wellspun Corp with a sell call, LTP of 139, target of 133, stop loss 148, downside of 4%. DLF with a sell call, LTP of 177, target of 170, that is 170, stop loss of 186 rupees, downside of 4%. Well, here's hoping that those names will pop in your mind as you're trying to make some decisions on this day, the last day of the calendar year. Here's wishing you all a fantastic day at the markets and, of course, a fantastic new year. I'll, of course, see you in the new year with morning walks and evening walks and all the regular programming. But hopefully, you will indulge suitably over the course of New Year's Eve and have a fantastic last day of 2018. You'll hear from me, of course, during the evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay logged on to MoneyControl.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock picks of the day with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on MoneyControl.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. MoneyControl.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.